Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
There is an iconic photo from the 1993 retirement of Boston Celtics legend Larry Bird at the Boston Garden when Bird pulled open the jacket of Los Angeles Lakers rival and longtime friend Magic Johnson to reveal a Celtics jersey underneath. That photo now adorns the Twitter page of a man who's changing his own L.A. clothes for Boston garb. It's Dr. Tommy Chang, who's leaving L.A. to become the next school superintendent in Boston. To learn more about Dr. Chang, WBUR's Dolores Handy has been speaking with school officials and parents in Los Angeles about Chang's experience in the L.A. school system.
Tommy Chang has a leadership style that's very similar to mine. It doesn't micromanage.
That's Tommy Welsh, principal of the Nava College Preparatory Academy in South Central Los Angeles. It's one of the schools Tommy Chang oversaw as an instructional superintendent.
He worked with some of the intensive support schools, the schools that are struggling the most, as well as innovative schools like mine. His geographic territory was the entire district. So with that, he has to be able to navigate the different neighborhoods.
In Los Angeles, Chang was in charge of 135 schools, serving around 100,000 students. Boston has 128 schools and 57,000 students. There are demographic similarities between the two districts. Here in Boston, kids of color account for 87% of students.
We are 91% of kids of color.
Monica Garcia is on the L.A. Unified School District Board of Education. She says Chang's own life experience, his struggle as an English language learner who came to the U.S. with his family when he was 6 years old, shapes his work.
I think that because of his experience as an immigrant child, there is an honesty and urgency about the way he considers academic achievement.
Chang did face several significant issues during his time in L.A. This school year, Jefferson High in South Central Los Angeles had its own version of the scheduling debacle that delayed the start of classes at Boston's Madison Park High School last fall. Students spent weeks in the auditorium while their class schedules were sorted out. And Garcia says while struggling schools have largely improved under his tenure, at least one school in Chang's district couldn't be fixed.
There is one school in my district that he recommended that we shut down, and we did, because there were many levels of trying to support that school, and we just were not getting to the goal. And he, with faculty and with others, recommended that we sunset that school and start again.
This time a year ago, Chang was embroiled in a controversy over the removal of a respected science teacher, just as students were preparing for AP exams. Parents protested. There were petition drives. Joseph Kleinman's daughter was a student at the school.
My impression was that any kind of publicity that would reflect negatively on the district, not surprisingly, is frowned upon by the district. And in that capacity, Mr. Chang was representing the district in sort of not reacting positively with that protest group. We wanted to get it resolved sooner rather than later.
Efforts to reach Chang for comments on the teacher's removal were unsuccessful. Tommy Welch, principal at Nava College Prep, we heard from earlier, said Boston should be ready for a big-picture thinker, one who challenges traditional models and embraces innovative ones.
What is your school going to look like 3 or 4 years from now? He really challenges us and expects us to have a clear vision of, you know, where we're going to go.
And Welch says Boston students and teachers should also be prepared to see a lot of Chang for themselves.
He's hands-on in the fact that he's not one of these guys that's in the office. He's going to go to the school sites.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.